Hello, a will tussa a giri nismo how to gael idle hail. Well, ta dan ursa going deep.
Yes, Tom with Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let Nismo Gwelga, August Nismo Glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, August Tour Talk Yuck Star Bud Kraila.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to How to Gael with Dhiren Louise and Shiva, an Acast production. Hello, August Falta, go How to Gael, Lumsa Shiva, Lumsa Louise.
August Lumsa Dhiren.
It's Brahma and Russia, like near her flan olimer on intro shit. Just yeah. Kind of horlishay.
There you go. We're just such professional gals.
August is Brahma and Shlina Horlian Shay. It's always the way we're sitting.
Yeah. They shot a kilver. Oh. Is Thini on a kilver with.
No, it's Brahma on me. Holy, sorry. I couldn't do anything kilver if I tried. I'm so out of tune. Like, sing me a note and I'll try to sing it back.
I was going to say, if somebody paid Louise enough, she'd absolutely start claiming she was kilver for...
Sing a note? I want to hear her.
Okay.
You've heard me in a taxi before trying to find the note for Galway Shawl.
No, that was a taxi. That was in 37 Dawson Street. We weren't in a taxi.
Okay, I don't really remember, but give me a note. Go on. Here we go.
Okay. In or and more.
Cunnist thaw madurainos and shocht and shock colony. Louise, cunnist thaw... On Clorado.
Yeah, Gamagrimagov. I presume you're listening every day without fail.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure. Have a look at my story.
Yeah, what you think so far?
Super.
Honest. I think you're brilliant. Critique.
No, I have no critiques. Like, I thought you were brilliant. Every time I've listened, you've read out or there's been a voice note or something with Gaelga in it. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
You're very natural. I feel like you're in the car with me sometimes. And like, that says a lot. No, you are. You're very, very natural. Actually, me and Shiva were talking behind your back and we both agreed you're very, very natural.
You can have those nice chats behind my back whenever you want, Cam. But I was laughing because I know we've had like a little Insta video before Shiva giving out to you about pushing your vegetarian agenda on us. The amount, well... There are a couple of them. I'm not going to say the amount of people, but people I think are like, Louise, you're trying to push an Irish agenda on Today FM, but like, Cain Ducker.
Look, it's what Dhuglas Tahita would have wanted. Do you know what I mean?
Lads, I was listening to a podcast today, actually, right, when I was out walking the dogs, and it was that feckin' Diary of a CAO thing.
CAO, did you say?
CAO, oh Jesus.
If you want to
ACO. CEO. Sorry, it was one of those. I was desperate for something to listen. I was like out very early walking the dogs and I was like just desperate to listen to something to distract myself. And that was up at the top of the charts, just a little bit ahead of How to Gael because we did have some chart success there recently. But anyway, this expert talking about happiness and blah, blah. And he was asking your man like, okay, what would you die for, like trying to, I suppose, put together your moral, like what you stand for morally. And one of them was, would you die for your country?
Theron was like, take me now.
No, but you know what? I was saying, he was like, oh, geez, I don't know. Like, he was basically saying no. And I was like, I think if you asked most Irish people that, like, would you die for your country? Like, obviously, an idealistic version of Ireland. I think a lot of Irish people would be like, I would die for my country.
We'll put up a poll on Instagram.
Yeah.
I honestly think that's a very controversial catch to ask Nalea on the show. Like, I mean... Like with the rent prices and housing crisis and all the shite that's going on.
I think for an idealistic Ireland.
For an equal society where all Irish people were valued and got equal opportunities. And like, I mean...
Yeah. But again, idealistic like.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah. But anybody who dies for their country... Nobody dies for their country being like, oh, I'm going to die for this shithole. Like everybody does it as a selfless act. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh my god.
Darren, honestly, when are you starting your run for Shannon?
Guys, like, I don't know. Honestly, it's like, I just look.
Fionn Co-Rosha Ogun on the night of conception of How to Gael.
Yeah.
We went out for Jokna, August Bela, and we came up with How to Gael, but also Darren was asking us, would we die for our country?
Did I ask that?
Yeah,
sorry, fuck's sake. I was like, this is such an interesting question to ask the girls on the podcast. Fucking lol. Yeah,
Not only did she ask us, do you remember afterwards? I don't know why we got a rickshaw from like, I remember from Grafton Street to some
house.
To here. To the penthouse. And I remember in St. Ricashaw, you were like,
would you say rickshaw?
What's called
it? They don't have an own rickshaw on Limerick. A rickshaw.
We actually don't. Sorry, now. We just did the old horse.
You poor creators. Yeah, how do you survive?
Sorry, we were sitting in the rickshaw. Michaela, and you were like, why? Anyway, obviously we were having some form of a sing song, and you were like, lads, the national anthem shouldn't be our own, the Vienna, it should be this. And you sang us this beautiful song about,
oh, geez,
go on.
What was it?
I don't fucking know. I don't remember.
What was it?
I don't fucking know. I swear to God, I do not.
It was about like,
Garen after, like, if it was probably the Foggy Dew after Cooper Jock.
Stunningly Republican and
sorry, by the way, people are going to get the wrong idea here now that we're massive shinners. We're like, I am not affiliated. It's actually very depressing. I'm not affiliated. No, but it's actually
party.
Fucking depressing. There's
paid
no
partnership.
Yeah, there's no political. There's no political party in Ireland that any of us resonate with. It's fucking depressing because I'd love to.
Yeah.
Once that party is established, I'm gonna sack you off here in the podcast, and I'm gonna full time into politics.
She is a fucking politician because you were complimenting me in my radio show. Can we go back to that?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm after making a lot about me.
Yeah, that we were talking about me there.
Yes. Back to Louise.
How'd you hijack that?
Yeah.
Sorry. She's, and I actually, would you die for?
Would you die for How to Gael Dern?
I think I die for the How to Gael, for the like ideals behind the podcast, which is that we're trying to make Gaelic culture and language accessible to everybody. And I think like we are all on the one mind of how our ideal version of Ireland would be, which would be, we would love, you know, it to be an equal opportunity country for everybody from all backgrounds, and that everybody would feel very welcome in this country, and that they would all have an opportunity to thrive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we're all
She's like, in terms of you bitches, wouldn't die for you, bye.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to, look, this is the politician's answer here. Yes. Right? I didn't want to say that straight out.
We don't have a two-tier system in any kind of our core. Yeah.
I mean, but I think, you know, yeah, listen, that's another day's work. For the meantime, I think I'll stick to the broadcasting, there'll be no.
How to Gael or the late debate, huh?
I'm telling you. Katie Hannah, we give Katie Hannah
this
answer.
This actually ties in really well with this week's topic.
Well, I'm going to stop you there. But I need to give something a really quick plug though first, because I meant to do this last week and I forgot. But we have a new series of Ceolaireacht starting. Well, it started on Sunday night, and it's a 4-part series where we kind of do a deep dive into like regional areas in Ireland and look at those like subcultures that have happened there. But this week's episode was in London, and it has been a dream of mine for a very long time to go over and document the London Irish community over there. We spent a week over in London, and it was one of the most life-affirming experiences of my life, because I met like all these lovely, lovely people who went over to London in the 50s and 60s, you know, as really young people, and some of them from Connemara who've reared families and grandchildren over in London, and they still speak Irish to each other. Or like, we went out and met all the owl lads working on the sites who are 70 odd, still speak Irish to each other, like the creators from Connemara. Unbelievable music scene out there, traditional music, like such a strong community. It's so class. And we have a lot of listeners over in London as well.
In London,
we do.
So Ceolaireacht by Seán Siúl, Yeonic Chahogan, Kane Taum, August Cahot.
Okay, well, we actually, so you'll have to go back and watch Dé Danig's episode, O'Loughlin and the Player, but you can watch that A&M, A&Ot, and Tasha Dahangach, so it's Asperla, August Asgailge, and then all the rest of the episodes are going to be out for the next 3 consecutive Sunday nights at 9:30. So now,
August Shiner, TG Cahir.
Yes.
August Shiner, Shine Tour, TG Cahir.
Yes.
Beg me
lads.
Okay,
now, sorry, girls, I've totally hijacked the last 10 minutes. So, what?
Well, my show is going really well. Yeah.
Taming a shock and a show, girls. We, after that really sexy political conversation, it just has me in the mood to do a bit of flirting. So, Taming a shock and a show is how to flirt. So I want to take us back to our first memories of flirting. Do you remember when you first started it? Were you like, were you a bit of a flirty? Oh God, I'm not going to say a flirty child, am I? I was going to say a flirty child. Yeah. I'm going to take that back.
No, flirty preteen.
Well, I honestly, boys were on my brain from the moment I was born, I think.
Really?
Oh yeah, I was mad for them. So do you have any Cuivnacán Mairsin?
Well, you told us in a previous pod that you didn't get the shift for ages. I tried very hard.
Louise.
You're a grafter.
Very hard.
It wasn't for the lack of trying.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Like, I went to, did you go to mixed primary schools?
I did.
Yeah.
I had a new obsession, Gockblee and Buchel, Egg Sudamaran, Gockleblee. And yeah.
Really?
Yeah, to all the boys I've loved.
I was quite a tomboy. I came from obviously a family of all sisters, so all girls around me. My school was mixed. It was a tiny little bunskull, Irgulta, and there was only two in my class. Me and another boy that I didn't get with now, before you get any ideas. He was, it wasn't to be for us anyway. But there was always girls, there was never any romantic sparks between anyone, even like the older classes. I remember being like fourth, fifth and sixth might have all been in the same classroom together. Yeah. And there was never like just the boys and girls all played together. It was never like all the girls in a little group. I think we were so naive and innocent.
Yeah. But
I have my first kiss was at, remember I was telling you another pod that my pal left the school, went to another kind of more a B school. They were more mature down the road. And like jeepers, when she had parties, sure they like had all the info and they were well up in their game. Like they were like you now.
No,
they always had a little flirt.
You
they
had it all wrong. In my school, there was no romance going on. I was just obsessed. Like I would daydream about someone different every single day. I just had these like romantic ideals from a very, very young age, and I don't know why. But now, one of my suspicions is like, because I came from a house of all girls, there was like me and my two sisters, so I didn't, now I went to school with boys, so I don't know, but I feel like I didn't see them any other way than as these kind of exotic creatures.
Okay. Yeah.
So did you find the same coming from a house of colony elig?
Honestly, like I can't stress enough, it was a real culty primary school. There was, everyone was just great friends out in the yard. Like there was none of this, like, but I remember in about sixth class, right, it was before my first kiss, lads, but I was like, I'd be stealing mom's mascara, you know. I obviously kind of started to care about how I look. A little bit. And not that I was trying to impress anyone, but I definitely probably, I don't know, yeah, maybe I'd started to realize. But in terms of primary school, no, like I think I was so innocent and green to like having primary school crushes, not until about sixth class.
Cod foods there. And
when I was on Oak, and now this is again like early noughties, I thought I was a boy because I was so into the GAA culture, and it'd be like GAA jerseys and O'Neill's, and like anything feminine or girly was like, oh, you're such a loser. So I didn't really, I thought the lads were all so cool, but didn't really equate it with fancying them, maybe.
Okay. So funny about the tomboy. Do any of you remember Avril Lavigne, Skater Boy?
Obsessed.
So anyway, that was like the first single I remember buying in HMV. It was a shop in the Crescent Shopping Centre. And this now is like the nail in the coffin. I went and bought a pair of fingerless purple gloves and pairs.
Probably the fishnet ones.
Because I was like, they'll go fab with my pedal pushers and my like.
can we do a compilation of all your different goth stages? My God.
But this was like fifth and sixth class me. I was like, I want to be a skater dude.
You kind of revisited that though in early college days, didn't you? Yeah. When you wanted to be Edison Skins.
I was the same. Like that was, but that was the look back then. That was the, you know, I wanted to wear like a, what was it, like a just a simple top and a tie around my neck like Avril Lavigne did.
You would have been so fucking cool.
Like a vest. Yeah. No, yeah. But I cannot stress enough how uncool I was. Like no one, like I didn't tell anyone that I fancied them because they would have,
they didn't like me. Yeah.
No, and
Didn't like me. Oh, shit. And look at you now, sexy bitch. They're all mad for you.
Exactly. Did you tell your girlfriends that you, like would you and your primary school girlfriends have been like, oh, like, John is so cute.
No one else. Well, I actually don't think anyone else was. I just was boy mad from such a young age. Yeah, it's actually mad. And now a gay should live share raw, just knock her to Shinerva radar.
Yeah.
I was just like a woman on a mission.
I was really freaked out by that for a long time. But then do you know what else? We call this Savala my awkward stage. You know when you're just like that really awkward from about 10.
Yeah.
I'd say that went on for me till I was about 15 or 16. Where I was just so fucking ugly. Like I used to wear my hair like this, right? All the fucking time.
Okay, so they're in really mad. She has her hair in a middle split and a low pony.
A fanny split. Like it was not. And it just went
out. Why do we call them fanny splits?
I don't. Yeah.
I just like a middle part.
Yeah, I have a middle part.
Lovely.
Yeah.
But what do we call them?
Now, and I have a bit of volume. But I mean, like, you can imagine me going around dressed as Avril Lavigne with fucking a big pair of baggy trousers.
We all did that.
Do you know what? It's been a while since I've brought them up, but can I bring up the Closter Girls?
Oh, Jesus.
Go on. My mother actually has a bone to pick with you about being from...
Go on.
Being Cláiste girl, because yes. She's Ord School Rís.
No, she's Salesians. Over the bridge, you're right.
Ord School Rís is the boys.
Ord School Rís, sorry. She is the Salesians and they...
Sorry, how does Louise correct me on where my mother went to school?
Because for the listeners tuning in, Shiva's mom actually sent the group a WhatsApp voice note. Mm-hmm. And she did. She actually, and if you're listening, Davnet, I am Tupperonerim, that I... have said all Limerick people drop their THs. It's not all Limerick people.
Oh yeah, she was not impressed.
She was not happy about that.
No.
This, that, these and those. I've been practicing my elocution since.
Louise, will you please tell the hilarious story of when somebody in the Cláiste girls explained to you how to give rank?
Oh, will I go for it?
Come on.
This is fucking hilarious.
Okay, this is the same girl in question, actually. She's a married woman now. But she is the queen that was always ahead of the game, right? She'd an older sister and she always seemed to have done the thing. So like she'd have shifted the fella or she'd have gone to first, second, third base before anyone else even, well, for me, I was really innocent, knew what that was, okay? Mm-hmm. So, God, people are going to
really
think
know
I'm...
what first, second base is. It's so American.
That's an American, actually.
Yeah. Second is a top.
Yeah, top.
Touch someone's boob.
Yeah. If a tree is... Down, the mayor, isn't it?
Down, yeah. Bit of hand action.
Jesus
and is that it? And then a home run.
Oh, I
don't know. We don't know.
If a
tree
ever
covered,
there's a bit of.
Oh, major. Oh, sorry. Anyway.
Oh, God, we're awkward talking about it now.
Yeah.
Not just being prude.
They're in the afraid her parents are listening.
No, sorry. My parents have told me that I can say whatever I want because they're not chewing it. And my brother has stopped listening.
Coco will be giving us the Lairvas and she'll be like, girls, that was a little bit toning now.
Yeah. But no, my parents won't listen because they're afraid that they'll hear me talk about sex and they're like, no, you want to be able to talk about whatever, you know, you want to talk about this. It kind of it's not really our age group, so you know, you do whatever.
And your mom should listen. She'd be so proud of you. She'd be like dropping hints in the Shannon.
Oh, there you go. And my brother stopped listening as well because it's getting a bit much. It's getting a bit much.
We said flick all. And we also said someone's period was synced.
Oh, well.
Yeah,
to all of the wintery glacho, and now's a good time to tune out, so because we're going to talk about wanking.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Get out.
It's Glockerock. That's Gaelic, isn't it?
A Glockerock.
A Glockerock. Okay, well, anyway.
That'll be on the glue now.
Sorry. So the scale goes, I didn't have a Dufourney Shinna in my hail, so I didn't have, like, who teaches you things? It wasn't, God knows anyway.
It wasn't
they
my fucking older sister.
Was it not? Well, anyway, we were on a Truscolia at Harlar, and I remember anyway.
What age
are you? We were Snitherfleen. Well, there was no way the Fleen, but whatever the equivalent is, like, we were in fourth year, so we would have been... I don't know.
Shade.
So anyway, people were kind of like tossing new dollar dates and whatever, and things were moving on from the shifting stage. Okay, the kind of conversation was like, what if I'm in this situation, whoever it was, that, you know, like if things move past the shift and I have to give a wank.
You can say it, Louise.
What do you do, right? It's four of us sharing like a little ski chalet. God, we were very privileged. We went on skiing.
Oh my God.
We were in Austria in a ski chalet when this happened. And she was like, okay, obviously thought it would be gas, right, to make a joke about this. But they completely were serious when they were telling us. So they were like, okay, girls, so... when it comes to stage and you're doing this with a fella, right? Look, I'll just use this bottle of deodorant as an example. So, right? And she was like, so there's like a precise rhythm you need to go to. So you have to go down, down, up, up, down, up, down, down, up, up, down, up, right?
And you say you don't have a note in your head.
I'm also asking that out. Sorry, please cut. There is no visual to accompany this.
I'll blur it out.
And then.
Down, down, up.
Then she got the bottle of deodorant. It was like, and when you've done it enough times, it's like,
I will never look at a bottle of Dove deodorant the same again.
Me, August Mukhara, Ella, and Maria, Evie, Love, Megan, and we were like, Jesus, we were like, that's really complex now. So what? It's down, 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 up, up, down, down, up, up, down, up, right. So anyway,
God bless any man in Limerick who got a wank off the weeds in 2008 to 2012.
Go on.
Not many, I can tell you, but anyway, yeah. None. 2012.
Declan Boyle.
Jesus, sure, we weren't early engaged in 2012. Were you joking? Anyway, oh my God. This was way before that. This was like, this is
okay.
Oh God,
okay. But anyway, okay. So when you got to.
Jokes.
When you finally got round to it.
Yeah, Lan and Joker Riger Fag, I'd say shocked that the whole Tresskoile. And no, for the whole week of this school tour, we were like, Jesus, that's mad. What is it again? And the joke was that it was Downtown Up Up. Turns out anyway that the girls were fucking learning guitar together, and that was the strumming they were learning in their guitar classes. Oh, and they were like, obviously you don't fucking have to follow a rhythm, like. And
You creative. I would have believed that too.
So would I. Oh, she like, yeah. I guess my coach, she had hook, line and sinker. Yeah, it's like, God, you know, yeah, we're doing CPR.
Stand alive, but you know, yeah. And the thing is, it's because like she had, you know, she'd experienced. This girl had like was in relationships. She had like a coup. She the couple of boyfriends. Okay, like she. Yeah. I don't know how she managed to have so many of them in her
Christ
time.
Almighty.
Down, down, up, 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 down, up, down, down, up, up. Up, down, up, down, up,
down. Okay. No, downtown.
Oh, fireman, look, I'll try to report back, all right? No.
This might be an improv.
It might be nice.
Do you know what, gals? I can confirm or deny if I've tried it, but.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is such a weird question I'm going to ask, but like, you know, like now, right, when you were younger and like, that'd be real, like, you know, who I gave him, or, you know, gave him a wank. Like now as an adult, is that a relationship miles? Like, I don't know.
Well, I just don't think you'd be telling your friends. Oh my God. Like, oh, yeah. We did it. Like we, oh, did
we went for dinner and I gave him a wank.
It was a great date, yeah. And then yeah, I gave
yeah,
him
yeah.
away.
Oh my, we so much in no. common, yeah.
But you also don't measure things like that as an adult.
Yes.
Do you know when
do you
you're
not?
Absolutely not there, no, like when you're young and you're going on the odd date, like where are your dates happening as well?
No, but sorry,
cinema,
like, oh my God,
the bushes.
Sorry, yeah, but like you're
for like what an hour, you know.
But this is what I'm asking, because like, okay.
You're
know,
not like going
no,
home
the
with
three
that
of us are not very like you're married, you're nearly married. Like, I mean, it's not as if you're on the. So I'm talking about like maybe women who are like, you know, in on the single scene.
Proficient daters. Okay,
yeah, proficient
a
daters.
Story. If
yeah.
you're listening to this and if you're dating, let us know. Do you
tell
people
wank?
About
do you wank?
What song do you wank to?
And what is your rhythm?
What is your rhythm?
If you were strumming a guitar, what is the rhythm
yeah,
of your wank?
And do you tell your mates? Surely if you're like going on dates with a fella and you're telling your mates about them, they'll be like, come on, how's
also,
the package?
Yeah, because yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that's the detail you'd say. You'd be like, I saw his dick.
Can I also just interrupt this to say, like, is this a podcast about flirting?
Sorry, about stuff, Gnéisúil, because this is taking a turn. We've wandered.
We've meandered.
Yeah.
I really regret near Ross the Mayor Colossus Eric Squelt of Triev. No, yeah. No, just because like Vian Quelgog and Sawalia, August ni really Niocking more on the Niomlin, Margrowing Well Colossus Doc and Irid. So ni Rowerm Dold on Gwelga, but I should have gone for the rite of passage social experience.
Yeah.
I so regret not going because I might have actually got the shift a little bit earlier if I'd gone.
To be fair, everyone shifts everyone in Irish College.
Yeah.
So it's hard to come home without the shift.
See, Cared Foods are there in Rasa Thiriver Colossus Eric, or when did you come of age, Casulishin?
Well, yeah, well, I mean, Casulishin, absolutely no chance of Cadogan Dull. Well, like I saw some Gaeltocht of all her, so Chahamer are. She's getting out of the whiskery. But a very different
experience.
Yeah, definitely not. And that's a tiny Gaeltocht as well, so I related to everybody there. I'm trying to think when would
kind of like through the Cade Fog.
And Queen Lash about a flirt all August to Og, like.
Do you know what? We may have really like awkward Mar size near of me. Like sure, you'd have the like shift egg teenage disco.
Yes.
So if you're shin and Gdi Vader, Car, Dead Kuwait, then there'd be my Like, you didn't have a mach, would it have been better than Adrian and then when you'd get a boyfriend? And that was kind of, if you're going to shoot a mach le lad or fight a couple of blien and then. Vi me kind of a shilmachla lad Ella.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I was a bit of a little monogamous. Jeepers, yeah. Yeah, I was a bit of a monogamous.
Oh, vi couple like boyfriend. Egon M. Kena.
Yeah, vi couple like long-term relationship begum nervy nice a day ago. Oh, no, sorry. No. No,
I was monogamous, not polyamorous.
That's why fully for a second. Yeah. I was like, jeepers.
Yeah, actually, I lie. So Shea Uvlian was when I broke out for being a bit, vi me shingle and I went a bit mad. And then, that went on for a while.
Theron wasn't single till she was... Shocked egg, I know.
I was holding out, this is desperate, I was holding out for the Debs invite to the year ahead of us, which is fucking a hell. I know, so bad. Yeah. Like, but I was in a long term relationship and like it was fucking awful. And I was like, look, just hold on here now for another couple of weeks and I'll get the Debs
invite. Fail him catch the curve. I love this question. K Bade Debs Garasso Shiver or who?
Go Ken.
Yeah, Michelle Go
Ken. Go Ken, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Isn't it though? Fair and cheer.
Sorry, she was waiting dramatic. To tell us she went to 65 Debs after her awkward phase.
4, I think.
Oh, sorry. Sly flex there now.
Yeah, Carrickie. Okay. Yeah. Tocaridum, Barish O'Crew went to 11 Debs.
What?
11 because he's great crack. Yeah, I would bring Barish O'Crew to my Debs.
So would I. Even though he's like 10 years younger than me, I'd still bring... Well, Jesus. Yeah, he's fucking hilarious. Yeah, Ain Keen Deg. I just love rolling out that story. Like, that's I'd actually love to if anyone else went to more than Ain Keen Deg.
But I remember like, double digits. Like, yeah, there would be girls though, like, you know, there was always the popular girls or whatever, the gorgeous girls that would be, I feel like, canvassing for themselves. You know, they'd know the way. Because I think it was completely acceptable, wasn't it, to ask a girl in a relationship to your Debs. People who were in relationships, went to Debs with fellas.
Like, Bader, like, that were the
girl she'd hate. That's a real red flag.
Yeah, that were the girl she'd hate, Kesh to Kerr, like, sort of, right? Yeah, she's a cadre. Yeah. Or Masa's like, cord on a Mahid. But Shaka Shane, it's a bit of a cock block.
Okay, Bader Ray actually now. Maybe it wasn't.
I'm so sorry. I feel like Shiva has to spill her secrets here. Because I feel like...
We're given a lot, Shiva.
No, and I also think that Shiva would... I feel like you're good at flirt. I feel like I feel like Shiva in her prime come out when you were blondie.
Tell us when you came into your prime. So you said now you were an awkward kind of preteen. Yes,
duckling massively.
12, 13. Yeah. So like when did you bloom?
22.
No, come on. No, you went to honestly, 4 Debs.
Yeah.
At 17. Come on. Reverse.
No. Honestly, I was like, fit though. I had disposable income. I dyed my hair completely blonde. I got extensions. My friend was working in Glot and like sold me the works. And it was only when I was fit though, I swear to God.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry. Not that I went on the swan or anything, but like just near Wohig May, like come poor duck.
Okay.
One of Fain Gadigriff May, like fit though. And then I took it way too far and like Niagan and Toc gone smiddy worm. Do you know that kind of way? Yeah.
August and Rev, boyfriends that got. Rivishin like
have your boyfriend agam o like uckdeg a fiha hain just shin on cage can reeve of yagam.
Do you know what though, this is funny, Fuel Michelin and Colleen on skull Rivishin nullog and we all kind of expressed the same regret of, you know, Fimishes our skull are in Teo Yastonhar and then went to UCD and it was very much like the same kind of large group of Buchali team player and Teskena, and you'd be so desperate for the lads' approval and to be seen as one of the sound girls, and you know, if you were seen as one of the sound girls, more men would have interest in you, and you'd be, you know, then there were the girls that weren't seen as like, oh, she's a dose or whatever, and like at the time not sticking up for that and kind of going along with the lads' mentality. I really regret not sticking up for some of my friends or girls that I would have been friendly with in situations that like there was a lot of misogyny or like that I suppose I didn't understand. Yeah. It was a different time.
But also,
you're so young.
The culture we grew up in, it was we were steeped in misogyny, like the magazines, the way people spoke in the media about women, like, and we all laughed along and went along with it because that's what we saw all around us. So like you can't blame yourself for not standing up age 18
to
the casual misogyny all around you.
Yeah, and like I mean, culturally, things have moved on so much, but it was just funny. Like, you know, I wouldn't really see the girls from school very often at all, but that we all had come to the same realization that we were like, God, we all feel really. Yeah, okay. Somebody else said it, and I was like, God, that often, I would often think of that too. I think it was just a particularly bad group as well that were like, not very sound.
You know, maybe when we were Fosnius, was there a different culture of like laddism? Do you know what I mean? Like, I mean that they'd be a group of lads and they'd almost be like expecting the girls to be wanting to shift them. I don't know.
Yeah, there was like a lot of that Nervi Murney Soiga. Yeah, there was a lot of that in I think lads of Odney's Copta. Like being Thomas Tamulkahar.
Yeah,
Tamulkahar Fae Tree now, and he's like and I suppose he grew up in a house of women as well, but like Joe, I just know from his friends and the way they go on and stuff, like they'd have no, like if one of the lads was acting the bollocks like that, like they just have no, they'd be like, oh yeah, fuck that. Like they just have no talk. And it wouldn't even be, it wouldn't even be a big like conversation or anything. They'd just be like, yeah, nah. Like
I'm
they just
delighted
put
to
them,
hear
yeah.
that. Yeah. I was, I feel like I was the ultimate product of like the male gaze and misogyny. Like
totally.
Oh, I catered to everything that they would have wanted. Yeah. Like, you know,
funny, isn't
tried
it?
To make my, mold myself into exactly what they would have wanted for years.
Yeah, I actually think though, being in a like what got me out of that, because I feel like I was like that as well, is like being in a relationship and then like that kind of gives you, I don't know, confidence
and freedom
to grow into your own person. And
yeah, and also to like because what I was doing is I was objectifying myself and like trying to make myself just be this like 2D object, you know, instead of being this like multi-dimensional person with feelings and opinions.
That was so uncool.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like how dare you,
how dare you
hold an opinion. Whereas, but I agree with you, is when you got into relationships, but you also realised that like men weren't also these 2D objects as well, and they actually valued, do you know, like I thought that like men only wanted one thing or one type of person, and you know, it opened my eyes as well in that way. So not just that I had to be, but they weren't either.
Well, getting into a serious long term adult relationship, my biggest shocker was like, oh my god, I can't believe men, attractive men, have feelings similar to mine.
Yes.
I was like, what like shows my own ignorance.
That's a kyocht on misogyny that I didn't think we'd get today, but look, that's where the podcast takes us.
There you go.
You know, where the podcast gods lead you, you go.
Yeah,
you follow.
But I feel like to make Eerie Ryan do the tips flirtal gafole.
Yeah.
Oh,
biggering it. Yeah.
No,
I feel
you either have it or you don't.
No,
there.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Flirtal os gaelga. Ain not in a kind of dasa gavetha usoid.
Sure can't ask matatu kahav suil or dinne.
Right.
Matatu kahav suil is like you're eyeing them up. You're you're throwing your eye at them and you're kind of giving them the ads. Yeah, eye contact. You know, tamak kahav suil or narshin.
Yeah. Nor vi me najig for me mochaid tattoo air my foot. Because I was just so you know,
edgy. Avril
Lavigne. But I wanted Rodaig and Gaelach, and I still love it as a little fraza. And I thought it was, I think this can be if you're flirtal with someone, if you're in raw with an agent, or if you're just in raw latfain, a quishle machri is the beat of my heart.
Yes.
And I think you can be your own beat of your heart. I got it on my foot because I thought the beat of my heart will always keep me grounded. That was
oh my god, you were so deep.
When I was fair, I was really deep. And now I'm like a Quishla Machree.
Is that what you call Declan?
Yeah, by the way.
Cute.
It's nice. So a Quishla Machree is a lovely one, I think.
Quishla is like kind of a fuckle guy, I'll get his fire lump. Just brawl me.
What about Quishla Mawank?
down, down, up. You've ruined my tattoo forever, you bitch.
Oh my god.
It's Bralam Sa and Lena like Bualam Vet Kurhala the Winter. Or Bralam Vet Kurhala the Winter.
Oh god.
That's
okay.
Very intense now. I'd like to be buried with your family.
Well now when Shiva's flirting, she's not messing around.
Yeah. No, like you're bury me with your ancestors, you know? Let's get into it.
Yeah. Or I mean you could make that a bit dirty, you know, if you're
Don't say wanking again.
No, I wasn't. I was like, on it. I'd like to be buried in you.
Nice.
You should have wadden these far. Yeah. That's me to read.
August is Bralam. Sorry, maybe it's Bralam, but I do like the term Igbulakraken.
Oh, yeah, Bulakrak. I have a couple of good ones. Termag Gawkan Madis, right? And here canna, Shina can of Vichagun Goni Egnarachtis, right? We've spoken about the Arachtis before. It's the big festival where all the Gael Tuchti and Gael Gori come together, but like that'd be a real one now. Did you get your hole last night? It'd be Avorish the Churishdach.
Avorthu the Churishdach?
Yeah. Like Avorthu the Bud Ishdach.
Byrne is literally putting her finger in through a hole in her other hand in case you didn't understand it.
Did you get your put in? It's very Garshuel.
Yeah, that's earthy.
And another one, this is hilarious, but when I was in college in Galway, right, there was a really good gang of us around the town, and we used to be out every single fucking night because it was so cheap, and we're living in the middle of the city centre as well. We used to be out every night except for Tuesday. Anyway,
very important.
This is when I started. I started working with TG Cahir, right? There was a big gang of us. Like, I was only like 22 or 23. But there was one fella now, and I'm not going to say, he was on the telly with TG Cahir, a young fella. I won't say any more because it'll be very obvious who it is. But anyway, they used to be like, their chat up line, we'd be in the front door and all the places and go, I'd be like, oh, people like, God, like, do I recognize you? And he'd be like, yeah, sure. I'm the weatherman on TG Cahir.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
And I predict 9 inches for you tonight. And it fucking worked. Wow. I'd be standing there like jaw on the floor being like, are you for real? And it worked. It worked a treat. The women would be lapping it up.
But sorry, it like, it can't have just been that line. It must have been,
well, like, he was a handsome man at the time. Like, also, I mean, there's a time and place in Galway that carries a certain amount of weight. Sure. I mean, if you came into Dublin now, if you were in Crystal, being like, well, I'm the weatherman in TG Cahir and I predict 9 inches, like, you'd be like, ah, oh, here, get out of here, like, yeah. Do you know,
sorry, what,
yeah,
sorry
yeah, what's TG Cahir? Oh. Yeah, so there you go. Now that's a little black book of, sure, of flirty chat.
Guys, Tom would really hate
Dul Harama.
Tom would hate Dul Harama. And like if no one comes away with, from this podcast without a little bit of extra flirt in them now, yeah, by Dima or...
Well, I feel like now we're going to have to revisit the subject for more flirty tips.
Defo. And yeah. I love the girl. Like, just, I love the love.
Yeah.
I love the love so much.
I love the wank.
I love the love.
I know you do, Diva. I fucking know you do.
August Erin Notishin.
Slug!
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, we're Tussa, Igiri Nismo, How to Gael Idle Hail. Well, Tadan Ursugang Div.
Yes, Tom Witt Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let Nismo Gwelge, August Nismo Glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form, and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, August Thor Talk Yuck Star Bud Kraila.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.